This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. City officials are warning that the cost of a new Parks and Recreation Department building could be much more than expected. The project is expected to be bid out sometime next spring and was supposed to come in at about $6.2 million. But with inflation and supply issues, the price could be much higher than that. Even though the day-by-day warming shelter is stalled by the city's redevelopment authority, the City Plan Commission expected to give the go-ahead today to the design of that new building that could be built on CP Avenue. Page 2, the Oregon Street Bridge will be closed again today during the daylight hours. It's closed through Thursday of this week. The bridge is closed for maintenance. Another Great Legends podcast is planned for December 13th. Oshkosh's WWE star Hornswoggle, we know him as Dylan Postal, will sit down for an extended interview. Details on the podcast can be found here at the Oshkosh Chamber website. Winnebago County could be getting better than $6 million to settle a 2018 lawsuit. A lawsuit against opioid drug makers and distributors. A couple of county committees reviewed the settlement yesterday. The full county board could be voting on the settlement sometime early next year. After going to better than $3 per gallon, gasoline prices are falling a bit, not only in Oshkosh, but throughout northeastern Wisconsin. GasBuddy.com says the Oshkosh average gas price right now is $1.10 higher than it was last year, $2.86 per gallon. In sports, the Milwaukee Bucks have assigned their guard and former first-round draft pick Dante DiVincenzo to the Wisconsin Herd. Dante is rehabbing an ankle injury and had surgery and missed some of the playoffs last year. The Herd play at home later this week. No word on how long DiVincenzo will be practicing and playing with the G League team. And congrats to the Oshkosh Mid-Morning Kiwanis Club. They partnered with the Oshkosh Elementary Schools and have donated, get this, better than 12,000 pounds of food to the Oshkosh Salvation Army that will help out families during the holiday season. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'm Bob Brunel.